The Dodgers going for their 10th consecutive win, taking on the Rockies and Nolan Arenado. Cody Bellinger ready for this one. We pick up the action in the third. It's that man Bellinger at the dish with his team trailing 5-2 facing Tyler Anderson.
That ball's drilled right center field. Cody Bellinger with a two-run shot. That's the kind of thrill they came to see. It's a one-run game in the third inning. They're loaded up for Yasmani Grandal.
And today he's 0 for 3. Ottavino deals. And it gets past Walters. It goes to the backstop. Turner comes in to score. The Dodgers are back to within one. It's 6-5. And now they have the tying run at third, the go-ahead run at second.
Here's a 2-2. That one gets by as well, and this game is tied. Here comes Barnes. They just keep coming at you. These 2017 Dodgers are something. It kicks away. Are you kidding me? Another run and a wild pitch. Five runs for the Dodgers on four Adam Ottavino wild pitches in these two innings.
Joe, I'm really at a loss for words. I mean, I've never seen that. And the reason why we keep watching baseball day after day, because there's something you may never see before, and Dodgers keep plugging away.
Bellinger drills it. Way back to right field, his second of the day. Let another Dodger party begin. His 24th of the year, and it's 11-6.
Right down the middle. Adam Ottavino, all he can do is just kind of throw his hands up. Unbelievable.
Cody just got his first Dodger Stadium curtain call.
The Dodgers win it 12-6 for their 10th consecutive victory. Kenley Jansen, an RBI double, but he does surrender his first walk of the season after 51 strikeouts. The Dodgers have hit a homer in 17 straight games. Cody Bellinger has sixth multi-homer game of the season, fourth this month. Justin Turner finishes with two hits and three runs scored. Kenley Jansen finally surrenders his first walk of the season, but he also adds an RBI double in the win.
I mean, both of them was fun. I mean, we had a blast out there. You know, come playing against these guys, we know they're tough. And, you know, coming to eight, we're up by one. Just try to close the door out, and then I got an opportunity to hit. You know, that was fun. I just got that hit, got that double, actually, and the RBI, and then go close the game out.
You guys scored five runs on four wild pitches. I don't know that anyone has ever really seen that. How wild was that?
It's a crazy game. I never seen this before. I mean, you know, for us not even swing a bat and score five runs, that's crazy. So, you know, great game. We battled down by five, and we came back and win this game. You know, that show us how we never give up and how good we are. So we got to just continue to play a good game and, you know, keep winning ball games.
What do you think of this kid, Cody Bellinger? Two more home runs today. He gets a curtain call at 21 years old. How does that happen?
It's incredible. I mean, this kid is amazing. I mean, we're having a blast watching this kid. Just, you know, his BP is amazing. And then, you know, he just come out here and do it in the game. It's awesome.
Congratulations on the win.
All right, thank you.
The Dodgers win their 10th in a row. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
You know, today, it was one of those things. I think it was just the cutter that got him. He's been lights out for us all year long. And you look at the first inning, very good. Third inning, very good. We don't make a play, double play ball. There was a flare out there. So that second inning, couldn't get command of that cutter, and there were a lot of misfires. But for him to rebound, I felt good after that third inning. So I was going to have him go back out in that fourth inning. He led off. But the long inning prior, and, you know, the thing with Anderson, And so for me, at that point in time, going to the pen and kind of playing the matchup game going forward for the rest of the game, I knew we had coverage, made the most sense.
Cody did a lot of things today. When he beat out that ball to short, did you think the shortstop was a little surprised to see how far down the line he was?
Those are things, you know, you see the home runs and you see other things, but those are the little things that extend innings and, you know, puts a ball on the ground, runs hard, beats a throw out, extends the inning, and those are the little things, winning pitch that we talk about, the play that, you know, Barnsey makes in the hole, and, you know, Chris Taylor on the bases, and those things are the game changers for us.
What do you think of
Kenley's
stroke?
Kenley? Yeah, Kenley's stroke. Kenley's got a good stroke. He's been lobbying for more at-bats, so, you know, I think he's hitting 500 on the season, so he's putting the ball on play, hitting the barrel. But, you know, it's not ideal, but it seems like when he gets in the game for a four-out save, we seem to put some more runs together. So I like him on the mound a lot better in the batter's box, but when he does get his opportunities, he's making good on them.
So what's the lesson? I
didn't realize it, but I think that we scored 5 runs on wild pitches. So, you know, you've got guys everywhere on the bases, and the next thing you know, he's hitting with 2 strikes, 3-2 with nobody on the bases. Very productive at bat. So, you know, we're talking about having quality at bats, so he was getting them over and getting them in. So it was good.
Do you recall seeing that before by the same pitcher?
Well, you know, you do see that, and Ottavino's been one of their guys, you know, the last couple years, and it's one of those things. He had one of those days.
How did the play evolve with Austin from second? Did Chris give him a send? Did he go on his own? It looked like he never really slowed down.
No, he didn't, and I think that's one of those things for us is, you know, he had third base, and he was going hard, took the turn around third base hard, and the play's in front of him. So at that point in time, you got to be instinctual, and I think that if you look at our roster, we have a lot of dynamic players, and I always use that term baseball players, you know, guys that you can play anywhere, guys that can run the bases, compete, and, you know, Austin fits that bill as well.
You were talking about all the things about Bellinger, and just looking at some of the stats, from the seventh inning on, his batting average is something like .330. For a kid, that's got to be unusual, isn't it?
It's unusual for, you know, veterans as well, because now when you're looking at the seventh inning and beyond, you're looking at back-end guys and guys that they're matching up to get you out. And so for Cody, it's left-handed killers. But for him to hit left-handed pitching, hit the back-end guys, and in big spots, you know, there's no panic. He's got a great pulse about him. And, yeah, for a young player, he's definitely accelerated. But he likes to be in those spots.
Up next, the Dodgers begin a series at home against the Angels on Monday.